speaking of the 5,000, put your hand up. If you heard, this is not a new story, is it? We've all heard it before. And we've probably heard it a lot of times before, and you're thinking, is this impossible? Is it an impossible story? 5,000 people, Jesus has gone out. Let's say Mark has gone out to your place for a chat. And not just the disciples, but a whole heap of other people have come out. 5,000 people at your place at Taplin. And they heard, they've come running because Jesus is telling great stories. Everyone wants to hear me. Everyone wants to know what's going on. So they all came. And you thought it was hard to get a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert. Can't get a gig to go and see Jesus because it's chockers. Everyone's there. It's a full house. It's a full house. And so it's out of Taplin. Jesus has gone there. Stays getting a bit cold at the end of the day. Mark, you're thinking, you've said to Jesus, sorry, I think they better go home because Skye's not going to be happy when you've got to think. And Rosemary's not home, she's not going to bring the scones out, is she? And Val's, you know, no, not going to do it either. So Jesus says, no, they can stay here. The story ever gets, if we start thinking these stories, this is a story, can we believe it? What's happening to the story? Now we'll give them some food for the night. And then, so one of the plot thickens, like in the play. Oh, it's only got a couple of fish and a few bits of bread. It's not going to go far. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Doesn't seem much. Jesus makes the call. We'll feed them all. Oh my goodness. The story of it. This is an unbelievable story. And people think, why is such an unbelievable story? But in the guise of Crocodile Dundee, that's not a fish, this is a fish. And I reckon one of these would feed a few. And then that loaf of bread, I don't need many of them, I reckon I can do a few of them. But at the end of the meal, as they said, there's food left over. What an amazing story. And life is full of unbelievable stories that no one actually wants to believe. Because are we too busy or what's going on? So I look at this story and on face value, it's not a believable story. So how do we process that? How do we process all of this in our life? So the story is, beyond the story, is that God will give us more than enough. We'll have more than enough to in our life. Whatever that may be, we'll have more than enough. And are we sweating like this in the play? So it was interesting because Rob, he's basically saying what I was going to say, but are we sweating on the small stuff? The little things that, you know, I didn't get picked for that or someone missed me out on this. Does it really matter at the end of the day? Like, I would have liked to win the $110 million across Lotto, but I forgot to put a ticket in, so I missed out. And do we hand things over to God? When things get tough, do we say, there's always someone worse off. I look at probably pessimistic optimist. Someone's always got worse off than myself. But do we miss the miracles that happen in our lives on a daily basis? And I think if all of us can, it was interesting at 8:30, everyone afterwards started sharing these miracles that happened in their lives. Everyone's had miracles. Most of my miracles revolve around the fact I never killed myself as a kid. Now, you're laughing because you think, oh, that's not impossible. And I said to Ben, because Ben was giving me a mouthful before, and you don't realise I was actually, I was Ben's media advisor on a loan. And I saved the relationship with him and your mother. Because Ben was in such a state of delusion that he said I could either almost eat Lauren's mum's cooking. So that was a miracle in itself, so we say that. But the reality is, one of the miracles, and I'll share another one. I'm in Mildura, I'm coming home from football training. We had to go out for tea that night. And of course, I'm late. And Margaret's getting a bit narky because I'm late again. And I've come over the hill, or this car's come over the hill. I said, what's this car doing overtaking on the wrong side of the road? And no, it wasn't overtaking, it had a skin full. And we had a head on, I was doing 100 at the time. and we've had a head on. So I've got out of the car, gone into the house. Luckily, it stopped in front of the house next door. So I ran into the house, rang the ambulance, said, oh, this bloke's not doing too well. Ambulance and the police had come out, and I said, where's the body in this car? I said, here I am. And they really think the body must have been taken out. So that was a miracle in itself. And I think we've all got miracles. This story is a story about the miracles that Jesus did. And we have all these miracles in our own lives, but do we recognize the miracles that God has done for us? And do we share the story? It doesn't matter how old you are, if you're an old person like me, or young like Oscar, or even though you're growing a beard trying to make yourself look old, Oscar. It's still not cutting it, really. But that is the grace of God, that we have miracles in our lives that we can share with each other to build each other up. And we've all got great stories of what God has done in our lives. And this story, for me, that was what I reflected on in the story. I think the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 that we've heard thousands of times over the journey of our life. So on that, this is a short one. And let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for the miracles that you provide us with, and help us to be aware of the miracles that happen in our lives and appreciate the ones that happen in others. Amen.